This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 783, Quotable Ways to Increase Your IELTS Speaking Score.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today you'll learn how to use famous or not so famous quotes to raise your fluency and vocabulary scores on the IELTS speaking test.
Hey Jessica, what is happening?
What is happening? Well, the ongoing saga of moving. So I spent 7 hours on Sunday putting together my bed from IKEA. Then last night I spent 6 hours putting together James' bed, and now I have like 2 more things I have to put together tonight.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's so exciting that you've just moved, but it is a lot when you have like brought all your boxes in and you look around and you're like, oh my gosh, I have a lot of work to do.
I know, but it's cool, guys. It's cool. You know, like it's all worth it. And it just, honestly, okay, this is weird. This is really dorky. But when I was putting together James' bed last night and I was like combing through these bags of weird shaped connectors and nuts and screws and reading the directions, and I was like, oh my gosh, thank God I have this very detailed like picture to go by, all these instructions. What if I didn't? And I was like, that's how students feel if they don't have study plans. You have all these pieces of strategies and all these weird little snippets of information, but if you don't have a plan or a way to put it all together, then you would feel very lost, I think.
Exactly. So we do need that guide, right? We need something to be able to follow. I agree. I would never, even with the instructions, I struggle with IKEA furniture.
Oh gosh, it's so hard. I'm a pro at this point. So Lindsay, you know, I know you're moving soon.
Yes.
If you need me to put together some furniture, I can help out.
That sounds great. I'll fly you to Denver and you'll help me out. That sounds good.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay, no, you don't have to do that. But, you know, just if I were in Denver, I would totally help.
Good to know. All right, that's awesome. Well, today here, I actually found an interesting question, Jessica. I think it was on our blog, our IELTS blog, where a student was asking, is it okay to incorporate quotes, like actual quotes from famous people into the speaking test?
Interesting. Yeah, I honestly have never been asked that before by a student. I love it.
Yeah.
I know, guys, we have done an episode about including quotes in writing because that's more normal, right? Especially in a conclusion to like end with a famous quote. I love that idea. But in speaking, I think this would be amazing precisely because of what I just said, because it's so interesting. Nobody does it.
Oh. Right? Right. And I also think it shows a depth of understanding of the language that you can't necessarily show that depth of understanding just with literal words, right?
A quote
kind of builds imagery. It sends a message. I just feel like it shows a better fluency, you know?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. So, of course, it could help your vocab score if there's great vocab in the quote. But I think more than anything, it is showing your fluency. And so how? Like, how can we, like, What boxes is the examiner ticking off to raise your fluency score in this respect? Yeah. Well, first, it would be the ability to connect your own experience to the IELTS topics, to be able to communicate on a higher level than just giving a superficial answer. That is fluency.
Yeah, for sure. And we're going to talk in a second about how to make it fluent, right? Because sometimes we can stumble a bit into when we go into a quote to not make it feel awkward, right? We need to find a way to, you know, to bridge into that quote. But if you can do it, it really does. And guys, Jessica just gave you the ways in which your score will change. And the reason she knows that is because she was an examiner for 14 years. I want to make sure that our listeners know that. Okay.
Yes.
So this is not just coming off some website, right? She knows exactly what gets you that high score.
Oh, for sure. Guys, and I could tell you, if I was interviewing 20 candidates in a day and I had one candidate quote something from a movie that the person really liked, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to remember you. You stand out from everybody else. Like you are talking to me like a person. I can hear your personality. And so that automatically puts you in that 7 or higher category.
Oh, yeah, in a massive way. So what do you think if we throw out some of our favorite quotes? I think we each have one, Jessica. And let's talk about where we could implement those on the speaking test.
Love it. Yeah, okay. Perfect. All right, Lindsay, so what is your quote?
All right, so this quote is from Steve Jobs. And, you know, Steve Jobs, whether people think he was a nice guy or not a nice guy, he did do some amazing innovation in his life, right? Yeah. I mean, he brought us the iPhone, and that was, and among other things, amazing innovator. This is what he said: your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life.
Ooh. Oh my gosh, that is so powerful. That gave me chills.
Me too. Me too. I've always thought this was great. Yeah.
Guys, that's a phrase you could use actually. So as we're transitioning into a quote like that, like, okay, so first of all, how do you introduce it? I love the phrase that just made me think of: to give someone chills. So you could be like, okay, so honestly, let's say you're telling a story about how you choose to spend your free time in speaking part one, or maybe an adventure you took in speaking part two, or something that makes you stand out, right? Yes. In describing yourself in speaking part one or two. Towards the end of that answer, you could say, you know what? There is a quote that still gives me chills when I think about it. Steve Jobs once said, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, exactly. And so this could also qualify really well, I think, when you're talking about your work, if you love what you do, if you feel like you're on your correct path, like you're not doing what people have told you to do in your career, but you're doing what you want to do, this could also work for that. I love it.
I love it. Oh my gosh, guys, this could apply to so many of you because you have these huge dreams. You are already setting yourself apart as a unique person who is driven and motivated to go to university abroad, to get your master's, to immigrate, to get your doctorate. Guys, like this quote applies to you already.
Oh, yeah, in a major way. I actually didn't think of it exactly in that way, but that's so true.
Yeah.
And by taking the IELTS, you guys are doing exactly this, right? You are choosing the life you want, maybe not what your parents say you should do, your neighbors, and you're going after it. So this is so applicable. I love it.
Oh, I love it. Hello, everyone. Today, we are talking about speaking. If you want to go deeper into your IELTS speaking preparation, check out allearsenglish.com/band. That's allearsenglish.com/BAND. Full mock speaking test with transcripts and my examiner advice. Go to allearsenglish.com/band. Okay, so my quote is not from Steve Jobs. It is very esoteric, let's say, because not a lot of people are going to know this. But that's why it would still be a great quote to bring up because it shows my personality and something I can reflect on. So there is a cartoon that James and I really love. We started it from the beginning. It's called Steven Universe. And it's obviously like a sci-fi sort of fantasy cartoon. Yep. I'm not going to explain the plot, but it's so sweet and amazing and weird. So there's this one scene in early on in season one, and the dad looks at his son, Steven, and he says, "Steven, what do we always say? If every pork chop were perfect," and then Steven goes, "there wouldn't be hot dogs." So what does that mean? It's just like not everybody is perfect, and that gives life flavor.
Yeah.
That's what makes life amazing, and that's what makes you amazing, right? Because nobody's perfect. Everybody has their quirks. So this is applicable on IELTS in so many ways, describing your life choices, your free time, how you exercise, shop, cook, whatever different choices you make, this quote could apply.
Yeah, or even where you're describing maybe something about your weaknesses or some mistake you've made, just trying to show that you're not perfect and that still is okay in the world. So there are a lot of angles that you could use to get into this quote. And I mean, you know, choose the quote. Maybe, I mean, how could our listeners prepare for this? Should they go and choose a few quotes that they deeply resonate with and plan to tie them in if they fit? How should we approach this?
I'm going to throw out two ideas here, guys. They're both totally different. I think the more normal answer, which I have a not normal answer, but I think the more normal answer would just be like Google famous quotes. Like there's, what is it? Brainy Quote, I think is one of the websites. And just put in any key word that resonates with you or that you saw in a IELTS question. Inspiration, work, just put in IELTS topics, environment. And find some quotes from people that you like that way. Now I'm going to give you another option here, guys. Think about your favorite movie or TV show and Google famous quotes from that thing, like famous quotes from Shawshank Redemption. I just watched that movie. Famous quotes from Wayne's World. Just whatever is your favorite movie and memorize some of those quotes.
Yeah, I love that idea. And so if we go for kind of broad quotes though, right? So if they're a little bit broader than we know we can apply, but they're broad, but also specific that really resonate with us, right?
This is the key, right? Like this has come up a few times in this episode, resonate with you. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's, you don't have to be able to explain exactly why you like it, guys. Mm-hmm. That doesn't matter. Just that you like it. Just something about this quote, the idea, the language, who said it, something about it sticks with you, makes you smile, makes you think, and that makes you want to use it.
Yeah, exactly. Like if it's in line with your philosophy in life, right? Yes. Like for me, the Steve Jobs quote is very much in line with my values in the world, right? Like the way I want to live my life and find one that really is in line with who you are. And then it's much more likely that it'll apply to your answer on different questions.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, listeners, you hear me talk about James all the time. When we're thinking of quotes, like that's one of the first ones I thought of because as a parent, you're always like, it's okay to make mistakes, right? Like I make mistakes all the time, James. It's totally fine. And kids freak out and worry so much when they make mistakes. They get so sad about it. Aww. And so that's why this quote is like so important right now.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool. I love that we have two very different perspectives too. That's cool. Yeah. It's given this episode some depth. That's good. I love it. I love it. Good. So guys, go ahead and find your quotes, right? Make this part of your study plan. Again, it's better if you're in our course, the Three Keys IELTS, because you have our study plan, right? Which shows you exactly what to do each day, right, Jessica?
Exactly, guys. Don't waste 5 hours studying IELTS. The thing, like, if you don't have our study plan, you could spend 5 hours studying IELTS and maybe learn three things, let's say, that apply to all different parts of the exam. And the other 12 articles you read don't help you because they're confusing and or wrong. Right. Or you could just spend 2 hours and use our resources in the study plan and know that every single minute you spend in our plan, you are learning stuff for IELTS.
Exactly. I love that idea. So guys, go on over to allearsenglish.com/basic to get into our basic plan. Or if you want to get coaching from a member of our team, a Three Keys certified teacher or coach, go to allearsenglish.com/coach and we'll see you there.
Perfect. Awesome. All I love it. Thanks for this conversation, Lindsay.
Yeah, absolutely, Jessica. I'll talk to you very soon.
All right. Sounds good.
Bye. Bye. Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.